Hello and welcome to Arts in France. I'm Roslyn Hyams. The Abbey of Saint-Riquier in the Somme region, about 2 hours' drive north from Paris towards the Channel, is an out-of-the-way historic site which has played an important role in French culture, a founding one actually. The abbey was established in the 7th century. More than 12 centuries later, in 2012, it became a cultural centre specialised in digital writing. It uses the space and architecture of the abbey and its gardens to exhibit paintings and illustrated works, as well as photographic and audiovisual works, and to organise digital writing classes and events. At the end of the 8th century and the 1100s, the Abbey Saint-Riquier was a cultural hub in Western Europe. The abbey's new role is directly linked to its past and to one of its abbots in particular, Nithard, who was the grandson of Charlemagne, king of the Franks and the first Holy Roman Emperor at Aix-la-Chapelle, now in the Alps in eastern France, which was then, in a way, the centre of the Western world. Ariane Covell-Jax is an art historian at the Abbey and an authority on Nithard and his place in French history.
He was the grandchild of the Emperor Charlemagne, and he was also the son of Angilbert, who was a count and abbey here 45 years before him.
So we're talking about the 9th century.
Yes, we're talking about the Carolingian time, the time of Charlemagne, the time of Louis the Pious, and the time, of course, of Nithard and Angilbert, and the time also of the Vikings.
We do associate Charlemagne and his family largely with the east of France, more than this part of France, northern France, Picardy. How did Nithard end up here?
He was an aristocrat and he was a man of power. So because he was both a warrior and a man of the writings, he was appointed here as count and abbey. At the time of Charlemagne, the abbeys were sort of religious and military constructions, so to speak. And it was very normal to have a count and an abbey here, a man of the writing and a man of the sword.
But the reason he's so important for the abbey today here at Saint-Riquier is because of his important role in French writing on the French language.
Yes, because very few people know that the French language has its origin very early in the 9th century, because at this time all the official documents were written in Latin, which was absolutely normal for the time, and he could speak lots of languages. And he had contacts with the locals, with the early version of Picard. And he was also the first person who tried to introduce what will become, centuries later, the French language. So he wrote a few, like 10 sentences in what was going to become a French language. And because of that, he's considered today as the first French writer. So the father of the French language.
Can you tell us the circumstances of those 10 or so lines?
Yes, of course. There was a very big war between the three sons of Louis the Pious, who was also the son of Charlemagne, and they were arguing for who was going to have the more power. And of course, nobody was okay with the situation as it was. So Nithard documented the wars and reported what happened during the Battle of Fontenoy en Puisaye, and it explained the oath of Strasbourg. And the oath was pronounced both in Old German, who was Tudesc, and Old, so to speak, French, not French, but a version of French. And he wrote that both in Latin and the other language, which was sort of very, very old version of what was to become French.
And the Strasbourg Oath was in fact the peace treaty.
Yes, it was a peace treaty.
The purpose today of the Abbey Saint-Riquier. You're very focused on developing writing, even around digital.
Writing is very, very important, of course, because our identity, culturally speaking, is Abbey des Écritures à l'ère du numérique, so the Abbey at the digital age. But we also want to promote culture, many, many different things. But promoting writings is also a way of promoting access. This is very important because in a region where there are many, many people who don't have access to culture, let's to say to writing, and in Picardy, there's a lot to do, not only to promote culture, but to share culture. And writing, we think, is the best way to do that.
Two exhibitions are on in 2016 in the Abbey Saint-Riquier. One of them is a clear demonstration of digital writing using audiovisual individual headphones and screen technology. Alain Fleischer is the artist behind this show called La Lecture, or in English, Reading. Known for his creative audiovisual experiments and teaching at the Le Frénois studio near Lille in the north of France, Fleischer has the visitor enter a bright, airy, high-beamed room with windows on the Abbey grounds, and sit on a stool at small tables, put on headphones, and watch and listen to a text being read out loud in various pretty settings.
Je me lève pour voir le ciel. Il est couvert. Les journées d'attente vont commencer avec des acteurs prêts qui jouent aux cartes de la noix.
Another show benefiting from the loftiness of the medieval structure is by Gérard Titus Carmel and called Peindre, Écrire, Paint, Write. An avant-garde artist in France in the 1970s, his strongly coloured paintings end up as seamless collages. His style of thick brush-stroke depictions also show close-up parts of the human skeleton, ribs particularly, and mirror others, vegetal, in patterns of leaf veins or tree branches. Titus Carmel's wife Joan has kept an objective eye on his work for some 30 years.
In this huge Grand Feuillet, you see the different drawings were put together, and each time it was a collage of things which he had done. He'd cut into the original drawing and used the pieces to do collages and juxtaposing different pieces and trying different colors and whatever. And you have a construction which is as if it had been made from the very beginning from that, whereas in reality, each time the drawing looked like a finished drawing, but he cut into it and took different pieces to do the collage to make a final oeuvre. Each part can live on its own as well, but it was never made to be independent. It's a perfect whole.
This exhibition is about painting and writing.
Yes, yes.
And of course, when we get to the far room, there are all the illustrated
books. And he has illustrated many books of friends who are poets, like Yves Bonnefoy or Philippe Jacotet or Pascal Quignard or whatever. It's very rare that he illustrates his own, but he has about 10 or 15 of his own books have been illustrated. And if it's for art or for writing or for music, I love music, that's his life. And each thing lives on his own. He can write, he can paint, he can this. And of course, the writing benefits from his ideas of structure, which is more physically present because he's an artist. And in your art, I mean, there's something which intellectually is inspired maybe by the poetry.
Titus Carmel read an extract from one of his prose poems on the wall next to a row of paintings.
C'est un extrait de La Nuit au Corps. Le rêve de la nuit.
The night's dream, the dream of all nights, are remnants from the torrent of images deployed and dispersed on sleep's path. And in this gulf, the treasure dissolves at the break of day. We vainly attempt to create a legend from these vestiges. But the dream's ability to escape from the wakened conscience, ultimately leaving doubt in the place of the dream, is just what makes the desperate beauty of these ruins that are abandoned to light.
These exhibitions are on until the end of December 2016. The Abbey Saint-Riquier is a lively venue demonstrating the relevance of medieval history today. When the weather is sufficiently clement in the Sombé area, or at least expected to be, the Royal Abbey of Saint-Riquier invites music, classical and jazz, or other in events from the end of June till September. The Abbey likes to remind visitors that music, lyrical or not, is also a form of writing. Here's Lorenzo Naccarato, who played at the Abbey's Jazz on the Grass Sunday this year. And on that note, I have to say goodbye. Thank you for listening.